Hey, we're back in the studios. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we're having a great time this whole period. Well, the fall is getting close to us. I want to thank Chris Gerald and Alex Cooper for all the work they've done producing all these videos and audios. And this is a big day for me because I have my buddy back beside me, Peter Morrison from the law firm of Cohn, Rasnick, Morrison, and Plout.
And it's a big day for me because I'm here and we're going to have a good time. And we're going to interview a really interesting guy today named David Gregg.
And he is the founder of UBSEEK. UBSEEK. Sorry. So tell us about it.
So UBSEEK is interested in using nanopore sequencing to identify potential small molecule drugs to target RNA.
And for those who don't understand what you said, can you give us a little bit more Sesame Street definition?
And that includes almost everybody in the world.
Not Chris. Chris is the genius in the
Chris
room.
Chris will understand, right.
So, well, to back up a bit, there are a variety of methods of looking for small molecules that target RNA. And my thesis work was focused on small molecules that target RNA. So I am interested particularly in antibiotics. Antibiotics, as you may well know, are developing resistance, and there is a desperate need for new antibiotics. So my work focuses on developing new small molecules that target RNA in the hopes of developing small molecule drugs that can alleviate this crisis.
So tell our audience, I mean, you keep focusing on small molecules, as opposed to large molecule, and
as opposed to large molecules and proteins and other therapeutics. Small molecules are the front line against antibiotics. I mean, against antibiotic resistance. The small molecules that are currently available, such as tetracycline, the aminoglycosides. All of the known antibiotics are developing resistance. So this is a tremendous problem, and one that is being dropped, so to speak, by the global pharmaceutical industry. So for example, companies like Novartis have completely eliminated their drug discovery programs for antibiotics and anti-infectives. Recently, this was a major story in the news. And a variety of other major global pharma companies have eliminated their programs in this front. And the reason for this is it's tremendously difficult to find novel small molecules that that can act as antibiotics.
Now, I'm gonna take this down a couple of levels.
Right.
Now, I admit to being a layperson when it comes to this topic, but this story has been made a lot of press and a lot of science fiction stories about, you know, our inability to deal antibiotics and the weakening of antibiotics. How did you get into this whole topic? Because it is a topic that science fiction is using to scare everybody.
Well, first of all, I recommend people find me on LinkedIn. My name is David Gregg.
Right.
Spelled G-R-A-W-O-I-G.
Right.
And my interest has been for the past 10 years in developing new small molecules that can alleviate this crisis. So the problem is that most of the known antibiotics, to take this a step back, most of the known antibiotics were discovered as natural products maybe 30, 40, 50, 70 years ago. And
Peter was in university then. Okay.
Right. So the problem is that you can kind of use an analogy of oil. So the earliest reserves were found very quickly, and it was very productive. For the past 30, 40 years, the field of antibiotic drug discovery has been extremely unproductive, and it's been extremely difficult. As people have mined further and further into the reserves of known natural products, they've found fewer and fewer new drugs. So what has happened is a lot of farmers have looked at natural products and found the same drugs over and over and over again instead of finding new drugs. So in the past, since 2000 or so, there have been very few novel small molecules.
So is this why the large pharmaceutical companies have sort of abandoned the space?
It's not profitable.
Not profitable.
It's not profitable.
Okay. So how did you?
So
get
it's
involved?
Not it's not profitable for a couple of reasons. First, you can throw billions of dollars at it and come up with nothing. And second, if you find something, you're going to come up with, say, a drug that people take once or twice, and they're cured. No pharmaceutical company wants that. A pharmaceutical company wants a drug that people take for the rest of their lives, every single day.
Because that's reoccurring income for them.
Exactly. So Why would you
it's,
want...
It's
why
profit-driven, not productivity-driven.
Exactly. So yes. So the question is, why would you want to develop a drug that can cure someone relatively quickly and that they have
no
to...
No reoccurring income from it.
No, exactly. So...
But so how did
so
you
the
get
profit,
involved?
How did I get involved?
Remember, this is a story about entrepreneurship.
And well, so, that is. I saw that as an entrepreneurship story.
Yeah, no, I agree.
But he's fighting the system now, which is a real entrepreneur.
Yes,
he's got to
right.
fight a very
I'm not,
large...
I'm not fighting anybody.
Well, no, if you have large pharmaceutical companies and you're going to affect their income stream model, I would say it's going against...
I would say I'm helping their income stream model because ultimately the what happens when antibiotics stop working is this is like
catastrophic.
It's like running water. If you don't have running water, you don't have a functioning system, and that's exactly what's going to happen, and that's exactly what people are shall I say their heads are in the sand. So people don't really think about antibiotics as a necessary thing, but it's the same thing as running water. If you don't have running water, you're in trouble. So that is why I am focused on developing new small molecule antibiotics.
So what is your plan? I mean, this is about entrepreneurship. How do you raise money? How much money do you need? How do you assemble a team? I mean, I know you
so
said...
So this is my plan. My plan is to engage with society, engage with the world, come on shows like this, talk to people, and generate interest.
Are you funded already?
Yes, I am funded.
Okay. And you're still looking for funding?
I'm looking for funding. I'm looking for partners. I'm looking for people who are interested in ultimately developing new small molecules that can target bacteria. Pathogenic bacteria. This is like I've been emphasizing, this is a critical issue. And so I am doing my part by coming on shows like this, by engaging on LinkedIn, by talking to people. I'm trying to raise awareness about this issue. And it's a seriously uphill fight because everybody wants to focus on diseases for cancer, for neurology, for any number of conditions.
Right, everybody's fighting over a dollar.
Everybody's fighting over a dollar, and these are important things. These are very important issues. If you have cancer, you want a drug that cures cancer.
Right, people see that as the concern of the day,
right.
Du jour, and yours is more long term.
But if you die before you get cancer, it's kind of a moot issue, and that's the problem. That's the problem with antibiotics. If you don't have antibiotics, you will not survive to the stage that you need drugs to treat Alzheimer's disease, drugs to treat cancer. All of these things happen later in life. Antibiotics are critical to getting to that stage to require those drugs.
I agree with everything you've said, and, you know, the thought that occurs
to me. It's sour apple pie.
What?
It's apple pie.
Right. And so, you know, but what's your background? Are you a physician? Are you a scientist?
I have a PhD in chemistry from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
David, if somebody wants to find you, how would they do that?
The best way to find me is on LinkedIn right now. So the best way to find me is on LinkedIn. My last name is spelled G-R-A-W-O-I-G.
I want to thank you for being on the show today, and we hope you come back again. We'd be glad to continue to interview you and, you know, talk about the progression as you get along. Right.
Very interesting.
I also want to thank Peter Meyerson. A very sobering interview, but that's nice to know that someone's working on this subject. And we're going to take a break and remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.